Same thing with tefillin. We also hold tefillin that laila is lav zman tefillin, or else Shabbos and Yom Tov is lav zman tefillin. Therefore, there are only certain times when we have the mitzvah tefillin. That's why noshim apotah from the mitzvah. The yezeo mitzvah saseh shelo yazman geroma. What's called the mitzvah saseh that is not caused by time, but we have it all the time. Mezuzah, the chiyah to put a mezuzah on your door is all the time, any time of the day, any time it is, you have a chiyah to have a mezuzah up. Makir, to put a gate around your roof, a mitzvah smakir, is any time you have a roof, you have to have a gate around it. Aveda, any time you find an aveda, the mitzvah heishav hashabbos aveda. Shaluach hakan, any time you want to take away the mother that's on top of the kid, you have to first send away the mother, then take it. You can't take the mother when she's on top of the kid, top of the eggs. So that is called the mitzvah say shalei azman drum. Now the Gemara is the klolu. Is it true what the Mishnah says? That all mitzvahs asay shazman gerom anoshim apotter, is that true? Hare matzah. Do we know a mitzvah on Pesach to eat matzah, which is a mitzvah asay shazman gerom, it only comes on Tetzvah v'Nisan. Simcha, there's a mitzvah simcha saregel, that only comes during Yom Tov, it only comes. Pozvah samasta b'chagecho, ato b'necho b'techo, it says. Ach b'necho b'secho. Hakel, the mitzvah is hakel, that everybody comes together to hear the Kriyas HaTorah from the Melech. The mitzvah on Sukkis, Mitzvah Sukkis, is the mitzvah saseh shazman geroma. These are all mitzvah saseh shazman geroma. They're only special times on Pesach or on Yom Tov or on Sukkis and the Sukkis. Still, v'noshrim chayovis, and these three mitzvahs, matzah and simcha saregel, and mitzvah hakel, noshrim also have the chiyuv. So you see, it's not a klal. V'su also v'rei Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, she'ein azman geroma. You always have a chiyuv to learn. Piri of Rivia, you always have a chiyuv to have kids. Or Pidyon HaBen, the law of mitzvahs of Zesh azman geroma, these mitzvahs are not totally in the zman. You always have to be paid to your son. Still, unoshim p'turas. We know the halacha is the women are potter for mitzvahs Talmud Torah, or for mitzvahs Peror Ravu, or for mitzvahs Pidyon HaBen. So the klal of the Mishnah is not true. Omer Rabbi Yechus, Rabbi Yechus Takah says, is what you're right. And the klal is, Ein lemeidim in haklolis. You cannot learn out from a klal. V'yafidu b'mokim shnema b'chutz. Even though it says like only these and nothing else, still it's possible something else is also either excluded or included. Even though it says zeh haklal, it's not a general, it doesn't mean every single case. There are exceptions from the rule. This now we also learn like this. It says, v'chol ma'arvin u'mishtatvim. Anything you could use to make an eruve, chatzeres, or mishtashtufei mevois, chutz min amayim u'melech. Only water and salt you're not allowed to use. For suleke and nothing else, the question is, ayvu'iku kimeinu patrios. You can't use mushrooms either to make an eruv chatzeres, eruve, mishtufei mevois with it. The Mishnah says, you could use everything, only not water and salt, and it leaves out mushrooms. Ela is also proof, even though it's such a lashon of chutz, that every single thing you could use for an Erev Chatzeres, only not water and salt, still you can't learn out from that. That's most of the times. But there are still some small cases that something else is also included. So our Mishnah also, even though it says, kol mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's not true. There are certain mitzvah saseh shazman grama that nashim are also mechuyivim. Sure, we have to know why. That's the next sugi. We'll see tomorrow exactly why. But mitzvahs matzah, mitzvahs simcha, mitzvahs hakel, noshim are also mechuyivim. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf lamed dalet amud aleph. Again, the Gemara says after two dots that mitzvahs or mitzvahs aseh shezman geroma noshim pturus. That any mitzvah like tefillin or tzitzit that has a special zman when to do it, a noshim ladies apota. Minolan, how do we know this? How do we know that ladies are potter from such mitzvahs? Samara says, Goma mitzvillin. We learn it out from the parsha of tefillin. That mat tefillin, just like by tefillin, noshim pturis, we'll soon see why, how do we know this? But noshim are potter from tefillin. So Rashi says, B'ma mitzinu b'tefillin, she mitzvah seish as man gromo for noshim pturis, have call. We learn it out from tefillin, just like here in Isha is potter, and it's a mitzvah saseh shazman geroma, either nighttime is not the zman of tefillin, or else Shabbos and Yom Tov is not the zman of tefillin. Therefore, af kol mitzvah, the Gemara says, af kol mitzvah saseh shazman geroma noshim apturus. Now the Gemara says, tefillin,
How do we know tefillin is potter, that nisha is potter from tefillin? Because gomalo mi Talmud Torah. We learn it out from Talmud Torah. Rashi says, the ishkis ladodi, because the apostle says, v'shinantam levonecho, you should teach the Torah to your children. V'chsiv vasra, the next postik in Shema says, u'kshartam liyef al yadecho. So it says the mitzvah tefillin right next to the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. Therefore we say, ma Talmud Torah noshim p'turus, just like by the mitzvah of Talmud Torah noshim p'turus, like we had before, the pasuk says, levonecho, and we darshin v'loy livnoisecho. So therefore, after tefillin, the same thing by mitzvah tefillin, noshim p'turus, that noshim apotur. So therefore, we say, what's the reason why? Because it's a mitzvah seishas man geroma, so we learn out from here, all other mitzvahs also the apotur. Now the Gemara says, no, v'nakish tefillin l'mezuzah. Let's make the hekesh of mitzvah tefillin to the mitzvah that it says right after it. Why do you say tefillin is like Torah? That it says, v'shinamta l'vnecho, the pasuk before tefillin, why don't you look at the pasuk after tefillin? After tefillin it says to put a mezuzah. And we know mezuzah, even an isha is chayiv in mezuzah. So maybe isha is also chayiv in mitzvah tefillin. Rashi says, so therefore, let's say, just like a mezuzah, noshim machayavos, maybe tefillin also, noshim should be mechayiv. So my answer is no. Tefillin le-Talmud Torah iskish, bein be-parsha rishoyna, bein be-parsha shniya. By the first two parshas of Shema, there's a hekish of tefillin to Talmud Torah. Ma'ashenke in tefillin le-mezuzah, that there's a hekish of right after tefillin that says, there's only in the first parsha does it say mezuzah right after tefillin, but in the second parsha there's a hefsik. Mezuzah does not come after tefillin, rather Talmud Torah comes after tefillin. In the second parsha, they say the first it says tefillin, then it says Talmud Torah, and then it says mezuzah. So therefore, it's a svara that since tefillin is a hukish to tefillin is hukish to Torah. Both in the first parsha and in the second parsha, we say that hekesh rather from learning out from mezuzah. Yeah. Now the masakasha of a nakesh mezuzah l'Talmud Torah. Why don't we also make a hekesh of mitzvah mezuzah to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And to say, just like an isha is potter from Talmud Torah, maybe an isha is also potter from the mitzvah of mezuzah. So Mar says, this you can't say. Loi sakodaitach. This we can't say. Because the pasuk says by mezuzos leman yirbu yemechem, that if you have a mezuzah on your door, you'll have an arichas yomim. It's a school to live long. So if so, you want to tell me gavra boyichai, only men need to live, and noshile boyichaya, and women don't have to live. How about the svaras? Nisha also has to live. So therefore, it's a svara to say that the isha should also have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah on her door. Now the Gemara asks, Varei Sukkah, we know the mitzvah Sukkah, the mitzvah saseh shezman grum, it only comes once a year, it comes on Tezvav v'tishrei, the mitzvah for seven days to live in the Sukkah. The Echsiv and the Pasuk says, Ba'asukah is teishvu shivas yamin. Like for 7 days you have to live in the Sukkah. Now the locker is, you know why Yenisha is potter from mitzvah Sukkah? Taimo de kosav rachamon ho'ezrach. Because the Pasuk says especially ho'ezrach, which the Gemara dashens in Sukkah, which is Lohitzi Yes Anoshim, that teaches that an Isha is potter from the mitzvah of Sukkah. In Pashas Emor it says, Ha'ezrach. Alright, that's something there, yeah. Lohitzi Yes Anoshim. So, Mashmadar, without this Pasuk of Ha'ezrach, I would have thought to say that an Isha is also Chayiv in the mitzvah. The question is why? The Gemara says, Ha'lav Hachi, without this Pasuk, Noshim Chayavas, I would have thought to say, Anisha Zachiyatus in the Sukkah. The question is why? It's a mitzvah of Seish Azman Geroma. So according to Al Mishnah, she should be potter anyway. So Mora says, no, Omar Abaya, Abaya Rinz is Itzrach. Hatei Sukkah is different. Here we need a special posig that Anisha is potter. Why? Kosalka Daitach Amino, I would have thought to say, Ho Yodich Siv Basukis. Since it says by this mitzvah, Teishvu. So we dash in, Teishvu came to Duru. That you're supposed to live in the Sukkah the same way you live in your house. So, ma dira, just like when you live in your house, ish vi ishtoi, a man lives with his wife in his house, is av Sukkah, I would have thought to say, hu adin, when you're in the Sukkah, it has to be ish vi ishtoi. that maybe the man has to have his wife in the sukkah also. In other words, Anisha maybe has the chiyuv to sin the sukkah. So that's why I need a special pasuk Ezrach to tell us no, the noshim apotur. But it's true, there is a klal, usually by mitzvah shazman geroma, noshim apotur. Just here by sukkah, I would have thought to say the chayiv because of the man to duru, kamashma no, still the potur. Rav Amar, Rav says no.